B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Cuz Radio with Jonas. We are counting down to Flyers hockey. 4 hours until they drop the puck. Our 11 a.m. hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. All right, we're going to get the phone calls in just a second. I'm proud of you guys. You're making it up. I feel you. I'm looking at you. I look at Alex. Lord have mercy is the quote. So we're going to talk to everyone straight ahead, but I got to make you listen. You ready? Here you go. Here is Matt Cord introducing your beloved bullpen.
And now, here are your members of the exclusive ERA of 10 or higher club, courtesy of Matt Klentak and your Fightin' Phils. He came into the league as a starting pitcher before getting demoted to the bullpen. He has the lowest ERA of the 10 or higher club. This is Pat Dog Morgan. Matt Klentak was intrigued by this man for his sidearm motion. So intrigued that he ignored his 8.64 ERA with the Red Sox last season. This is Trevor Kelly. He made his debut in 2015, but only made one appearance for Milwaukee last season with an ERA of 10.80. Dalis Guerra. Even though he has no idea how to pitch, people get excited because he threw hard. His career ERA over 5. But don't worry, fans. He claims it's never his fault. With an ERA of 15.99, Nick Pavetta.
Did I just get bit by a mosquito? Oh, no. It's just a Cole Irvin fastball. And that explains his ERA of 18.
This man wanted to be on the club so bad, he decided to give him a home run on his first career pitch. The newest member of the 10 ERA or higher club, this is Connor Rodon. And finally, at 6'4", left-hander out of Cal State, a man who wants to start a club of his own with an ERA of 21. Yes, I said an ERA of 21. This is Austin Davis.
Give me some air horns. Where's my pandemic crew? Where's my pandemic? Where are they at? Air horns.
I love. I love it. Thank you, Matt Cord. Yeah, there it is. And an honorable mention goes to that Vinny Velasquez, who is approaching the 10 ERA club. He's only got an ERA of sub-8. But he's closing in on it. Hopefully, he'll get there soon. Let's go to Alex. You're on 97.5 The Fanatics. Alex.
Good afternoon. So let me take you off this speaker.
Thank you, Alex.
Caught me off guard. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. My phone wants to act all wacky. Hold on. Give me a second.
That's all right. No problem, brother. You got
it. Yeah, all right. I'm good now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend.
Oh, I still ain't got you off this sometime.
That's all right. That's all right. Good morning, my friend.
You and the tunis. I always pick with the Tunas. I love them to death. You know, recently got married, I told him. I said, goodbye to all your single friends. Your wife ain't going to let you have them. You know what I mean? I just love it, man. You got a good wife, then put a ring on it. Beyonce, that's what Beyonce
What do you do with a bullpen like this?
I was shocked when I heard those numbers. 18, 20, what? That's crazy.
I know.
That's crazy. And I'm not, a baseball aficionado like that as far as the stats and things of that nature. But, man, that's crazy.
Yep.
That is crazy. But
no, it's not crazy. It's horrible.
Yeah. Man, it's definitely horrible, without a doubt. But, look, I'm all flyered up. I ain't even going to talk about the Sixers. I'm going to stay on the Flyers bandwagon, I'm like Mikey Miss always say, I'm trying to get the brothers to get on the bandwagon while I'm on
the bandwagon. I told you, I think there's a lot of brothers on the bandwagon. I judging from the station, talking to everybody, judging from being just around town, listen, Flyers are a big part of the city. People love it. And a lot of brothers love hockey, man. It's not as sparse a crowd as you think.
Yeah, because I was telling the producer, I did some research on the history of hockey itself. Come to find out, the game was, they had a form of hockey in Africa long before hockey, came to the States by escaped slaves in Nova Scotia.
Wow, look at that.
Like, interesting. Once I found that information out, I said, wow. But I used to play street hockey. Jason. I told Jason one day, I said, we used to play hockey, the street net set with the orange ball.
There it was. The airflow stick, man. The airflow stick. You were ready to go. I saw you with slap shots, picking the corners. Alex, you're the man, baby. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ryan in media. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Ant.
Yo, Rye.
So, are you guys doing that Field of 64 you guys talked about? Are you looking into that?
Yeah, we're going to do just 16s, though.
We're going to do 16 each, right?
Yeah, 16 goalies, 16.
Can I throw four to you or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
They go Dom Brown for the Phillies prospects.
Oh, yeah.
I do a Michael Layton, Flyers goaltender.
All right.
Can I go Greenstiff for Eagles receiver?
Yes. You want to go Greenslime? Beckham?
Yeah, Greenstiff.
Greenslime. Greenslime. Yes. Beckham, yeah.
Yes. And then for process player, I guess I'll go Hollis Thompson.
There you go. I love it.
There you go.
That's good. That's good 4-for-4 slop fest right there. I love it.
So I'm going to a Fandemic crew down this weekend. I was there last weekend.
Did you go? I love those guys. Tell them to get on Clinton. I love what they're doing with the JT.
What do you want me to do down there? Is it bag worthy yet? Can I put a bag on yet?
Yes, do the bag. I love it.
Okay.
Do the Clintac shopping bag. All right, like everybody should have a bag on with Clintac and write Clintac on it.
Yeah, and then I was thinking of going out there and getting something for the 10-run club, getting like a poster made up with names on it or something. We can add them to it, like right on it with marker or something, hang it from the center field fence.
That's great. I like that a lot. I love a club when they call, the you fill in the blank club. I love that. We got to come up with a better name than just the 10-run club or a theme.
Yeah, we'll
we need a theme for the 10-run club.
Yeah, we got to think of something, like the good clubs, like the Wolf Pack and that kind of stuff, but for bad bullpen pitchers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
what do you dress at? Like you just have ugly masks? Like Halloween-type masks?
What, out there?
Yeah, no, if you had inside the 10-run club.
Oh, well, that's a good question. That's a very good question. I'd have to think of some. I'll throw it down to Oscar and them down there, see if they got any ideas.
All right, tell Oscar. Tell Oscar I was asking for him.
Yeah, we will. Well, it's bad, man. Getting swept by the Orioles and all the nonsense that comes out of there.
That's all right. We got Flyers today, 3 o'clock,
yeah,
brother.
Exactly. We got Flyers. I'm just see if I can try to get out of work a little
Give
early.
Give me your favorite Flyer right now. Like, who's your favorite Flyer right now?
Favorite Flyer right now?
On this squad. You got to get a jersey. Who are you getting?
If I got to get a jersey, I go Carter Hart.
You're going to go hard for the jersey.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And then I heard earlier that, I'm not a big sports betting guy, but I heard Farabee 45-1 or something to score a goal. Is that real?
No, nah, it can't be real.
I don't know. I thought I heard it earlier.
45-1?
Man, that's worth throwing some money on.
It is, but that sounds too high to me.
But that sounds way too high. Flyers, yeah. So I would probably go go Hart first, and then TK probably second. What I would do.
All right, so. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right.
So, by the way,
let's go Flyers, man.
Wait, real quick, I have it to score a goal. Where's he at, Farabee? There's no way he is 45-1. I'll dig it out and tell you in a second. I'm looking at it now. Tunis Farabee. Here he is. Now he's 325.
Oh yeah,
to score.
You can take it.
I don't know. I mean, the payout's not worth it.
What's the line on the game today?
Like 150 on the Park site.
Okay, what's the goal total right now? Like 1.5. What's the?
Yeah. By the way, Farabee is 325 to score, so you bet 100 to win 325. He's plus 17, so he's 17-1 to score the first goal.
Okay.
The total is 6 and rising. Actually, excuse me, the total is 5 and rising.
Yeah, I think.
So if you went over 5, it costs you 141.
I could see it being like a 4-2 game today, the fourth goal being the empty netter for the Flyers to seal it.
Yeah, I could see 5. I think they score 5 today.
So you think it's an over piece?
I think it's an over piece. Yes. I agree. Ray, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ray.
Go, Cuss.
What's up, Ray?
What's going on, Cuss?
What's going on, Cuss? How's my man?
I'm doing good, brother.
Good.
Let's see here. The Baxter, Kentek needs to go first and then put all that slop of a bullpen behind him so he can feel all that weight. It doesn't make any sense how you spend all this money on hitters and you don't look at the bullpen. And now, we're
and by the way,
about,
the lineup isn't that good.
What's that?
By the way, the lineup isn't that good.
It's really not. It's really not. But that bullpen, that 13-1 game,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, it made me sick to my stomach. Like, really? And Pivetta, you know, I don't even have, he's beyond a Baxter. Just put him in, goodness gracious.
I hear your voice. And you know what? Your reaction is perfect and it's priceless because that is the reaction. Think about it. That game was a 4-2 game yesterday, right?
Right.
I get it. Rain, and that drove Arrieta out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became that Neil Walker has to go in and finish. I mean, and he was the most effective. He got 2 outs. It's outrageous.
This world is spinning backwards, upside down.
Oh, completely. Hockey in August. Yeah. Hockey. The only constant is Klentak sucks. That's the only constant.
He needs to go. I don't know what he got with the owner, but he needs to get out of there. He needs to go.
He needs to go. I got to go.
Cuz. Tunis, please play the Flyers song for
play
me.
Play the Flyers.
Two.
Which one? Two times?
The 2 times, baby.
2 times, baby.
There it is. Now my shirt is back. I'm good now.
Good man, Ray. Enjoy the game, brother.
2 times. Just get some love.
Just get some feel good.
Damn right.
I have to say, it makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does.
Rodney likes the two times, too.
She's dancing out there?
She's dancing out there. In the hallway. Makes you feel good.
You can't not bob your head to it or tap your foot or something.
Yeah. I was going to tell you to play Klentak, but not after two times. Because it does. It makes you feel great two times. Lou and Mount Laurel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lou!
Yeah, what's up, man? First time caller. How are you, man?
Welcome, Lou!
And before I get to my Flyers point, I have a request for the Fandemics out there. I think every time they go to the bullpen, they should blare the Curb Your Enthusiasm scene as the guys are running.
I love it. Love the Curb. That's exactly the song for the bullpen. Yes.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Listening. Yeah. And except pretty good. They're pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
How good was this last series and last season? What a welcome back with Curb.
It was outrageous. It was incredible.
But how well timed, though, in the middle of the lockdown, that it was such a nice distraction. I'm thinking he must be getting gold for the next season with all this stuff going on.
Oh my God, he's going to be outrageous. And, yeah, I'm with you.
How many years did we watch franchise goalies, whether it was Grant Fuhr beat us, Vernon, Brodeur, now to have somebody like that? I just feel like we watch it in such a different way now because we're not expecting something to go wrong with Michael Layton or Jeff Hackett or Tommy Soderstrom or one of the other seven.
Jeff Hackett.
The other year.
That's a great name. Kenny Reggett.
Dominic Roussel.
Oh, that's a classic Dominic Roussel.
Horrific. Anfred Garth Snow, yeah. Sean Burke, all these retreads.
How about your boy, Bob Esch?
Bobby, you know what, though? Man, he was awesome here. So was Čechmánek, but they didn't.
I hated Bob Esch. I was not a Bob Esch fan.
I didn't
like him. And Čechmánek, you remember how that ended. 8-0 to the Sabres.
Oh, yeah. But it was a shame because if you look at his stats, man, he had really good numbers here.
Yeah, but you couldn't count on him. He was a crazy check.
No. Oh, God, yeah. But the fact they have, it's awesome. It's so it's awesome.
Who's your guy on the squad? Who you love on this squad?
I got to be honest, because I think if he was on any other team, he's like a modern-day Matthew Barnaby with more talent. I love Konechny. Love him.
You know what he reminds me of? I don't know if this is heresy, but he reminds me of BC. He reminds me of a young Clarkie.
He's got skills, and Hayes and him are clicking.
And he's got a leader. He's plucky. You know.
Oh yeah, and he's a guy. And if he's on any other team, you hate him.
Yes, yes.
You hate him, but he's ours. Love him.
Love him. I'm with you, brother.
One more thing. I love that there's hockey right now, and I also think it's good for the kids right now because with nobody in school. These guys, like my son, you want to stay up the other night and watch with me? Stay up, buddy. Let's go. I think it's awesome.
I did the same thing. Fire it up, baby. I love it, man. Enjoy the game, Lou. What are you doing for the game? Are you off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm off Friday, so I'm just going to get a couple projects done around the house. 2:55, I'll be on my couch with my beagle and my son.
Nah, enjoy it, my friend. Life doesn't get better than that, my man.
It doesn't, man.
That's it. Good job, Louie. Enjoy, brother. That is awesome. It's going to be fun. Tunis.
I can't wait for a beer.
Yeah. I can dig it. I can dig it. Man, a little Flyer hockey. Anthony New.
Currently locking in the single game parlay.
What do you got? Early. You going early, huh?
Flyers and the over.
Flyers over?
Yeah.
What's the payout? 2-something?
Let's take a look.
280?
I got to see if they let me do it for hockey. Some sports don't allow you to do a single gamer.
Oh, yeah. Well, you check it out. Don't forget DraftKings. That's right. The hits literally keep on coming when it comes to one MMA event to the next one. The growing excitement, anticipation, and UFC 252 is no different with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. No better place to get in all the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users the opportunity to bet a dollar to win $252. That's right. Some great odds over there to celebrate this weekend's huge event. DraftKings Sportsbook's offering new users the opportunity to bet a buck and win $252 when placing a bet on the big fight. Head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer, including fighter props. That's right. Round-by-round betting. So much more. Plus, basketball playoffs. That's right. They're going to start Monday. DraftKings Sportsbook offering $10 in free bets to use in-game action for every day of the first round of the playoffs. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe, secure, and reliable betting app. You can deposit, withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code FANATIC when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. DraftKings Sportsbook, all out for all these new users. Chance to win $252 when placing a bet of only a buck on this weekend's big fight. Use code FANATIC only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Hello.
Welcome back. We count down the Flyers hockey. I want to give you the schedule. All right, so just FYI, I want to give you the schedule. Monday, so we got, obviously, we got Flyers today, game two. Sunday night at 8 o'clock is game three. So we got a Sunday nighter, 3 o'clock, at 8 o'clock.
Which I know you love.
I love a Sunday night. Oh, yes.
A way to end the weekend.
Oh, it's the best. And Sunday night's my peace night. And Sunday night, I'll have the kids. I'll barter with them because now bedtime starts because school's around the corner.
Ah, yes.
So they have to get their earlier bedtimes.
Got to get back to normal.
I got Mosmo. I mean, you know, my man's looking to go clubbing at 3 a.m. He's up.
You're finishing the Lakers game. And he's going, what's next?
Yeah, he watched one of the late night games. He's like, you half expect me to go, why don't you get a couple beers? You know,
does he have 5 o'clock shadow yet?
It's all unbelievable. I go, dude, what are you doing up? You know, so bedtime starts, but Sunday night I'll allow them to stay up to watch Flyers Canadiens.
Only fair.
Game three, Monday at 6:30. We got Sixers Celtics game one. All Tuesday right. At 3 o'clock, Flyers. Game four.
I'll tell you what.
Dude, that's our day, you and I.
Because
Tuesday, 3 o'clock, it's going to be 80 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, I'm in on the midweek 3 o'clock puck drop.
Love the Tuesday at 3 puck
like, I'm kind of in on a Friday nighter instead of Friday at 3 o'clock like it is today.
Yeah.
But then again, I'll leave here and have a beer in my hand.
Yeah.
So that works out, too.
Yeah, Tuesday, 3 o'clock, we got to find a joint to watch the game.
Oh, damn right.
All right.
All right.
That'll be our day.
All right. Sounds good.
Wednesday, 6:30, Sixers Celtics game two. Wednesday, two TBD, game five, Flyers. So there's a Flyer and a Sixer both on Wednesday. Sixers at 6:30. The Friday, Sixers at 6:30, game three. Friday, Flyers. If necessary, games. I don't think they're going to be. There is going to be a game six. I think the series could end that Tuesday in a sweep at worst Wednesday.
Okay.
And then Sixers Sunday, 1 o'clock. A week from Sunday, 1 o'clock.
I'm out on the 1 o'clock tip off.
So am I. That's game four. And that could be the end of the Sixers.
Wow, game four?
That could be a sweep. We could have a week of Sixers. That'd be it.
No.
I'm praying they can win the series. Praying. You know why? They'd be able to go Flyers, Sixers for a couple amazing. Weeks. It's the greatest. And the fact that it's August, it's the best. I love this. I got to tell you, I wish they would do it every year. I love this.
Gets rid of those dog days of August.
It's way more fun. It's way more fun. It's phenomenal. It really is phenomenal. All right, coming up, we're going to play. We got to play twice an hour, don't we?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. Also, you got to bring back to get people juiced up what you did yesterday, Flyers and Bells. Can I get that? You have that handy? Because if you do, I want that right now.
I pushed the button too early. Here you go.
It's more than just goaltending. Flyers have hit all the right notes since conductor Alain Vigneault took over. But it does make for the most compelling storyline at the start of this series. Carter Hart, the new face of the franchise, against the guy he grew up idolizing in Carey Price.
Numbers, Deneau moving in. Deneau, the cross-ice pass to shot, and Hart makes the save! Carter Hart robbing Paul Byron. Domi's shot, and there's Hart's second save of the night. And the Canadians clear. They race for the puck now. Niskanen having to deal with Philip Deneau. And it bounces free, and here's Lekkonen, and he could not finish it. Gallagher from the angle, fought up by Brady. Rebound by Hart, and the rebound was denied inside as well.
Oh,
Carter Hart, another big stop. Gulak all the way around, gets it back in front, loose puck. Hart looking for it. Where is it? Bounces out the other side. Myers will play it up, but not out. Canadians a shot there. Deflection save. Rebound save. Flyers can't get the puck out of harm's way. Finally, Hart decides to cover up.
Back to Provorov. He'll give it up to Giroux. Top left circle. Looking through the traffic. Back to the line. Provorov. One-timer. They score. That hit a man in front. Couturier was upended. I'm not sure what it hit, but Ivan Provorov finds a hole, and Philadelphia on the power play takes the one-nothing lead. And we're even at one. Montreal scoring on their 16th shot of the game and their 11th of the period. Here's a shot. The Flyers score. Joel Farabee gets the chance out in front. And less than a minute later, the Flyers get it right back to make it 2-1. 11 seconds to go. Montreal winds it back in. Flyers need one more clear. Hart out of the net. Played it into the corner. Lawton tried to get it to Derek Grant. It deflects into the air. Picked up by Drew. A centering pass, and the horn sounds, and the Flyers hang on. Game one goes to Philadelphia as the Flyers get goals from Ivan Provorov and Joel Farabee. And Carter Hart was outstanding. Just shy of his 22nd birthday, Carter Hart beats the Canadiens. Final score, Flyers win it 2-1.
Wake up, Philadelphia, and let me hear you.
That's awesome.
We are the
orange. Dude, I gotta tell you that. That's great. I do love the bells going into that.
Yeah, this is a great song.
It is a great song.
I don't know why they don't play it wrong.
I don't know. That's a great song. I think that needs to.
Oh, it's in the mix.
Overdo the shake.
Yeah. I go Orange and the Black or the Shake.
Yeah, I do too.
Two times to listen.
And I will tell you, you know what's great about what you put together with the bells? Is when he said, Flyers need a clear. It just goes perfect at that point in the song. And you hit it. And Saunders says, Flyers need a clear. And it's like the perfect time of the song, Andrew. You know? It's really well done. I love it. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Ryan in Lumberton wants to talk a little poison pen. Ryan.
Hey, what's up, Anthony?
How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing well. First of all, I'm on your show. So I just want to talk about, I called Mike Missanelli earlier this week, and I asked him the same question I want to ask you. I've been asking a lot of people.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to make heads or tails of this. How is it that you and Mike and all the guys at the station and every one of the fans and everybody in the world, except for the people who run the Philadelphia Phillies, know that these guys can't play? How is it that they're the only one?
You know what's amazing?
People even in these scrubs.
Ryan.
And yet.
It's a great question. It really, I think about it often because it's the same thing with the Eagles receivers, right?
Right.
When you look at, I could not take Nelson Agholor. Like, I looked at him, I went, this kid can't play. He can't catch. And
right.
How do they look at it? These are people paid a lot of money to go over talent. And they go, you know, are we going to pay this guy? And they paid him $9 million.
Right. And it's like, you know, on some level, it's almost like, you know, you hate thinking that you know more than the people whose job it is to do this. But then at the same time, you look at, you know, one of those guys you guys read off earlier in that bullpen rundown was that guy, Trevor Kelly.
Yes.
And to me, I look at him and I say, okay, he had an 8.64 ERA last year. I don't even give him a look to sign him. I move on and find somebody. Why didn't they give a guy who had an 8.64 ERA last year the time of day to even talk to consider bringing him?
I don't understand it. Yeah, and here's the thing. Listen, forget about the ERA. He can't break 90. He's a junk boy. He's got nothing on his studs. He's got nothing. I mean, when you watch him throw, you go, nah, pass. Right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, yeah, everyone does, except for them. Except for the people who stop it.
And they're smug about it, right? Like, the thing about Matt Klentak is, hey, if he was Brett Brown, who's a great guy, this dude is smug. This dude comes in our town and is smug and wants to tell us about baseball. It drives me insane.
Absolutely. Anyway, go Flyers. That's
go Flyers, brother.
For right now, I can't wait for the game today. Nice talking to you.
You too, Rye. Take care, brother. Play some Klentak. Play some Klentak. Listen to this. Listen to his excuses.
One of the things we need to do is just continue to establish some rhythm in our bullpen. I'm not going to pin all of the struggles on COVID and the layoffs or the players who themselves
stop
may
it,
have
stop
had
it,
COVID
stop
and
it,
were
stop
coming
it,
back
stop
from
it,
that.
Stop it, stop it, stop it. So I'm not going to pin everything on COVID. He just did. See, that's the double talk that you get from these sports executives that go, I'm not going to pin everything on that. But he's trotting it out there as the excuse. And that's the kind of nonsense, drivel, double talk, smugness that you get from this guy. Keep it going.
Don't know that to be the case. I know that, you know, velocities across the league are down. There are quite a few bullpens that are struggling.
Stop it. Now he blames it's everybody else. It's not just ours. Although I can look around Major League Baseball, I don't see bullpens where seven guys have an ERA at 10. Do you, Andrew?
No. No, you weren't here. So when Jason was in the other day, I found a John Clark tweet out a stat. This is the worst start to a season by a bullpen since the Kansas City Athletics in 1965.
Yeah, but, you know, Klentak wants you to believe that bullpens around baseball are as this big. So really, it's like we're just like everybody else. That's his second BS. All right, keep it going.
As much as there's a temptation to continue to do that, I think that sometimes can fly in the face of establishing the rhythm and allowing players to settle in. So it really is a balancing act of trying to make sure we're running out the
stop it.
The best.
All right, here you go. Now it's a balancing. Now it's rhythm based. It's all about rhythm. Amazing. The excuses. How about it's about talent, Klentak? How about it's about, let's look at what you brought in. Look at what you assembled. It took you all these years to put together the worst bullpen since the Kansas City Athletics.
I love Cap.
Talk about being ashamed. He shouldn't show his face in public. Keep it going.
Oh, this is a new cut. This is his, how encouraged he is on Reese Hoskins.
It's not reflected in his season batting line yet, but I've been pretty encouraged by his at-bats in the last week.
What?
He's been running a strong walk rate from the beginning, as you guys know.
Stop it! Here he is! Mr. Numbers! Here goes. He's running a strong walk rate. How could he say that with a straight face? But again, you know, when you genuflect at the altar of analytics, the walk rate is what you want. You forget about the power that the first baseman is supposed to bring. Forget about the power that Hoskins once had before you and your minions ruined Rhys Hoskins. But he's going to tell us that his at-bats are good, like the three ground into double plays and the striking out looking. That's 2 days ago. He did that. Three get-ups and a backwards K. But his at-bats are good because Matt Klentak is a liar and he's telling you this. He should be jailed. Keep it going.
Done throughout his professional career, but I think his at-bats seem to indicate that he's more on time now than he had been previously. I know he hasn't hit one into the seats yet. I know yesterday he did something that was pretty uncharacteristic for him, and hitting three balls on the ground in a single game. I think amongst that, you're starting to see some really good on-time swings from him, and his swing decisions are still good. You know, he's taking balls and swinging at strikes for the most part.
So he looked at a cookie earlier this week. I can't take this, dude.
Well, I read you that stat last week, remember?
Oh, my God.
He has swung at the least amount of strikes in Major League Baseball this year.
I can't take him.
Because he looks at him.
And his excuses. And the fact that he's gives you that those litany of excuses to you, the great fans of Philadelphia, sickens me. And I implore John Middleton to fire him. Get rid of him. He's perpetrating a fraud on Philadelphia. This has to end. And it should end. I know you don't fire a GM in season. He's got to go. His excuses, his nonsense, his lies, he's got to go. He's horrible. At his job. Horrible. I've been covered baseball. The first year I covered it was 92 with the Cubs when I was in Chicago. And he's the worst of them. He's ruined the Phillies. It's disgraceful. And he still hasn't signed JT Realmuto. And he missed the window. All right, let's get back to Flyers. Hassan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Aaron, what's up, cuz?
What's going on, Hassan?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. Just called to...
How you been, brother?
Oh, man, I can't complain, man. I was... You know, it's crazy. I was listening to you the other day about the Flyers, about that fight. They had the pregame fight with the... with Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
You remember that one? That was a great one.
I actually what I was doing, I was watching some of the Sixers game. And I get tired of getting frustrated because it's like, it's almost like they play to lose.
Yeah.
Like you up like 5 or 6 points with 2 minutes left, and I said, man, these dudes going to blow this game.
Yeah.
So I wound up saying, you know, Ant mentioned that pregame, but I went on YouTube, I wound up watching. That was about a 10-minute video. I turned back to the Sixers game. Of course, they lost. I've always watched hockey, but I like kind of really, really enjoy. Like, I watched the whole game the other day. I really enjoy watching them guys play, man. They look, and that Carter Hart kid, man, he is
phenomenal, right, brother?
He stopped me. I was like, wow, man.
Yeah, baby.
To watch.
Well, dude, listen, you're a South Philly boy. You know all about those goalies, man.
Oh, no question, man. Like
that's
I said,
right.
I grew up around on Siegel Street. You know where that's
at. I know. Yeah.
So I got to like the Dixon House that's on 20th and Mifflin.
Yes.
You know, I went there as a kid. I got to watch the guys play hockey, played a little bit myself. Like you said,
yes.
A little orange ball.
My mother used to teach at St. Charles.
Oh, okay, down on 20th and Christian.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you a story. You know, I got kicked out of St. Charles in the first grade, man.
Did you really?
I'm going to tell you why. My mom told me as a kid, like, the worst thing you could do was spit on somebody. And it just so happened to none. I had, remember the Bazooka bubble gum?
Yes.
With the water tattoo, you could just wet it and put a little tattoo on you?
Yes. Yes.
I had one of them. You know, and I'm a kid. I don't know.
Yeah, right, right.
So I put one on my arm. So the nun comes. She goes, you're not allowed to have that and this and that. So I said, okay, you know, I'm thinking I'll go rinse it up. She took and spit on her hand and wiped it on my arm.
Oh, she was trying to wipe off the tattoo.
Yeah, with her
spit. Right.
That sent me in the orbit. Man, I cussed and fussed. I hit the nun and everything. They said, oh, your son can't come back. I got $2,000 in the first grade, man.
Oh, my God.
All I kept thinking about was my mom. See, that's the nastiest thing you can do to somebody. I said, this lady just spit on me.
She didn't mean it like that. You know, these nuns are like.
As a kid.
Yeah, you don't know better.
You don't know better.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah,
oh,
you know,
my God.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah, I got kicked out of St. Charles and got sent to McDaniel on 22nd and Moore.
Oh, my God.
Southern, South Lee High. And all, yeah, so, you know.
Oh, that's great, bro. That's a great story, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, so, yeah, you from South Philly yourself, so you know how it was going back then and stuff, man. You know.
Oh, you're the best, brother. You're the best. You going to watch the game?
I DVR'd it because I don't get off till 4, so I DVR'd it.
Perfect.
Like I said, I can't wait to get home and watch it. I'm just like, I'm glad the Sixers in the play, but I'm just not enthused about watching it, man.
I know. Monday night, you know what sucks is that Monday night, it's Sixers Celtics. Like, we should be getting crazy for that, too.
Right.
Like Flyers, like, Sixers, the whole thing, and it's terrible.
Everybody I heard call since this morning are talking about the Flyers. I don't hear anybody so enthused or ready to get pumped up about the first game.
I know.
The playoffs with this. It's just like.
I'm hoping I wake up Monday in a different mood.
I'm hoping so, too, man, because I don't know what's like. My worst fear is if they get kicked in this first round, man, it's just like,
yeah, I think they are. I hate to say it, but, you know. Yeah, unless Embiid goes wild, I don't say it.
He's going to need to average 40 and help from these other guys.
Yeah. Brother, listen, be safe, man. Have a great weekend.
I will, too. And you and Andrew, be safe. Love you guys, man. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Hassan. We appreciate it. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. You'll hear more of the poison pen if you missed it. You'll hear about that, the 10 ERA club. Obviously, a lot more Flyers. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas. 97.5, the Fanatic. Listen, weather, we still got hot. It's still hot, right? So, you know, it's actually going to be a nice week. But make sure as we head into the fall season and that little football chill comes in the air, that everything's working properly with your heating and air conditioning unit. I'm telling you, I got a guy for everything. And I got a guy for a new air conditioning and heating system. It's my man. That's right, Brian from Service First. Since, you know, we're going to be spending a lot more time, and I got a feeling we're going to spend a lot more time indoors this fall as well and into the winter. So make sure you're safe. Brian's going to come out. He'll give you the good, the better, the best estimate. He'll include 0% financing for 72 months on a qualifying system. They have everything, too. He's terrific, man. Service First. I'm an allergy person. I don't know if you guys are. Some of you guys out there are. You know it. My little Mossy is the same way. And they have all kinds of air purification solutions, including air scrubbers, UV lights, media filters. And, of course, Service First text following CDC distancing guidelines. They take every precaution to keep your home safe and clean. For service throughout Bucks and Montgomery counties, trust Service First. A trained comfort specialist, Mitsubishi Diamond Preferred Dealer. Call my guys, Service First Heating and Air Conditioning, or visit ServiceFirstHVAC.com. That's ServiceFirstHVAC.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.